We're recording.
Okay. I'd like to call into session the April 13th, 2017 meeting, regular meeting of the North Bend Planning Commission at City Hall here in North Bend. And the first thing, is there anything that we want to add to the agenda?
The agenda be accepted as presented.
Okay. And a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
And the next part would be moving on to approval of the minutes for the March 23rd, 2017 Planning Commission meeting. Any comments or corrections?
You want to make a motion?
Motion to
approve.
Motion to approve the minutes.
And do I have a second?
I'll be second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So that is unanimous. And the next item would be public comment on non-agenda items, but seeing no members of the public present, I'll go ahead and move on to for our docket request. And unfortunately, in this one, so it's to amend permitted uses in EP1 to consider allowing car wash, introduction, deliberation, and possible recommendations. However, I need to recuse myself just out of an abundance of caution because of a business relationship.
Sure. Yep.
So that leaves us without a quorum
mm-hmm.
to be able to make a recommendation at this time. Do you want to review
Madam
that
Chair,
or discuss
I move we table the this agenda item to our next social meeting.
And do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So motion is unanimous. And for the good of the order, any comments?
You're excited about this shortest meeting yet.
I'm like going, well, here's the thing. If we'd started right on the dot, we could have actually made a record. I'd like to do that. I would rather us be able to do this today.
I've not been shy about my disappointment with that project over by 436, but I think their work on the trail, getting that kind of organized a bit and showing that they're trying to make a good presentation there. I think that's moving forward. Mm-hmm. And it's looking more like a community with the street curves in and things like that. So we'll start seeing some vertical rise pretty soon. So it's all going to be good.
Good of the order stuff. I feel like I need to be pointed towards the latest copies of things. So I think I found, the comp plan, which I think is the one that was maybe approved, I don't know if it was this year even, or something. So I feel like I don't, if I go on the website,
right.
It had way too much draft stuff.
Yeah.
And you can't sort by year from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
So as a planning commissioner, I need access to, because I don't have access to any of your drives.
Right.
So
is it the comp plan in particular you're looking for?
Like, comp plan and then, like, this permitted uses.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want just a one-off thing. Like, I always need the latest version so something changes.
Right.
So that's been, I guess, a challenge.
Sure.
Getting up to speed, and now I feel like I'm somewhat up to speed, but then as things change.
Right.
I don't know how to find these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could send a link out with the link to where the comp plan is on our website, and it is updated as the amendments happen. But you're right, we all are aware of the fact that our website is kind of clunky and we don't have someone that's an IT person to run it, so I hear that frustration a lot. And then the table of permitted uses is out of our municipal code, which is linked on our website as well, but I can send that link to where it is.
Yeah, I know over time, I'm sure as you, right. It's your daily job, it's probably fairly easy to sort through it, but that's the only thing. So, in order
right.
to do these things the most efficient way, it's just to have the resources.
Right, so are you commenting on the fact that there's only a few of the lines shown here and not the entire code?
Yeah, and it doesn't need to be all in print. You probably printed what was needed, but what I think I kind of found online was just what things are permitted in EP1.
Right.
And so that kind of background, if it was a link in, you know, you could do it in that email that's sent to us and say, here's some useful links while you're reviewing. And that way you don't have to print up and we don't have to have paper sent and everything. But that way, or, you know, give us access to a shared drive with these files, you know, if you don't want to do those one-off things. But I know that's a longer-term kind of thing, but something like that would be probably another thing for IT to manage or something.
But well, you know, I think that's a good point, but I think it's probably easier just to do the website so we're not having a shared drive that we have to remember to update as well when a document changes, let alone the fact that I don't know if anyone knows how to make a shared drive that we can share externally.
Yes.
Right. This actually dovetails to something that I noticed. I had to go looking for one of the maps that I wanted to look at, and I finally went to Google and hit on the right search terms to get the link that I needed. But it also, I think, circles back to a comment that we get frequently from the public, that it's really difficult for them to find the things that they need.
Right.
And I know that that, again, is that bigger project of having someone who can do that and who can be fixing those things on the website, but there are a few links that are that go to outdated information. Some of it has to do with zoning.
Anytime you find those two, let us know, because we're I rarely, if ever, use our website, so we don't have people that are kind of making sure that they're taken down if they're outdated. So feel free to shoot us an email if you see outdated ones, and I like the idea about including the link in the email for. So, I'll try and remember to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it'll help once I kind of have it at least one time. You know?
We can get you a copy of the comp plan as well, although it is an it is a changing document, but we could get you a current one, anyone that wants one.
I think I found the digital one.
Was it like a, was it an interactive PDF that flipped through, or was it... Were you scrolling? So our most recent one that is kind of for the public that hopefully is an easier one to use has interactive, like the pages turn kind of like a online newspaper.
Okay. No, I didn't.
But the adopted ones are a little, the quality's not quite as good, and it's like a scanned one that's an ordinance that was actually signed. So you may have found that one. I'll try to remember just to send out the link, too.
I won't be able to make the next meeting.
Okay.
Can you email in the comments that I already kind of have?
Sure. Yeah.
Anything additional for the good of the order?
Yeah, sure. I move it. Sure, I'll meet.
Actually, I just remembered one question.
Shift
it back. One of the frequent questions that we're hearing from people is what's going on with the hotel. And I'm wondering, I know that that's not your project, but do you have an idea of where things stand right now? I mean, we're hearing that it's moving forward, but...
Yeah, that's the message that I hear, too. And you're right, it's not. I haven't had any contact with the person, but... the rumor is that they are moving forward. I know Jenna's been calling to ask them what's going on with that. And there's just been so many change of project managers on it that we don't have a great, I'd say, line of communication with them. I think she called them last week and they said, yes, we're moving forward. But I'm sorry, we don't have any more of an update on that.
I remember the city issues a building permit. Is there a finished date? Required.
There is.
Has that been amended how many times?
For that project? Yeah. That project has never received a building permit. They actually received a clearing and grading permit. And I'm not sure if those expire. Building permits do if you don't make progress within, I think it's a year or 2 years, then they do expire if you don't. But I'm not sure about clearing and grading permits if they expire. So... what am I going to answer that?
Okay, thank you. I knew that that wasn't
I know.
Necessarily what you were in, but it's
I think it's really, I think it is a real downer for people coming to the town and see that sitting there.
And that's I agree.
And particularly people who are thinking about building in here, they're looking at that so nothing gets right. out of this town.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, and that is what I hear is that it, from people is this feedback of it. One, you have the ones that aren't happy about their corner not being trees anymore. But the second thing is that to them it just shows that, oh, it must be impossible to get anything done in the city. Look how long they've been trying to do that. And you explain kind of what right. we know of history, but it still has that visual impact for someone, and it does make me wonder if you've got a new someone who's interested in bringing something here, if that's one of the first things that mm-hmm. they see as they roll into town.
Right.
How is it affecting their decisions on whether or not this is a good place to locate, like a campus for their corporation? Or
right. Yeah, well, that particular one has been in their court that they have not been submitting what they need to go through the process. Yes, we do take, we have slower turnaround times on our reviews as well. Mm-hmm. That is a truth, but that one is not the city. Yeah.
So, just as a reminder, because I do know a lot of people listen to the tapes, mm-hmm. that is one of the questions I get.
Yeah, no, probably, I appreciate that.
Probably the number one question I get from people with all of the other things going on is about
what's going on at that corner, I know.
Yeah. Okay. Any additional comments after I kind of circle this back?
I restate my motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the meeting is closed at
7:24.
I think you did make a record. I think it was 31 minutes.
Well, you know, I think that we had a chance to do this by 7:10.